Did Al Gore try to turn a platonic massage into a sexual fantasy? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Portland police have now reopened the case of massage therapist Molly Haggerty, who last year gave detectives details of a 2006 appointment with a man who called himself Mr. Stone, but who was in fact Al Gore.
When I began doing the requested abdominal work on him, he became somewhat vocal.
And it went downhill from there. So far downhill that Haggerty says she ended up preserving a sample of Gore's DNA. The problem for Ms. Haggerty is that Gore will absolutely deny any unwanted sexual advances, the key word being unwanted. Because when he asked her to go lower, what did she do?
I decided to clarify things by asking him, as he angrily complained that I was not doing what he wanted, for him to show me exactly what he wanted me to do.
Show me exactly what you want me to do, and he did. Of course, she says she was afraid of his security detail.
I could or would be tased or shot by them.
But then what did she do?
I distracted him by pointing out the box of chocolates on the conference table.
And they ate chocolates together. Look, this is a teachable moment. If you're in a hotel room with a rotund celebrity who turns amorous, scream and run. I think even people who accept global warming couldn't imagine anyone wanting a sexual fantasy with Al Gore. If she had run from that room yelling, "Al Gore's wearing a bathrobe and just tried to have sex with me," I have to believe even the most hardened security detail would have understood. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.